Today, we're talking with Susan Gorin, currently the mayor of Santa Rosa, seeking a second term on the city council there. And it has been an interesting 4 years for you so far, most recently in this election. What's all the fuss about?
Well, it's pretty interesting to me why all the negativity is coming out right now. Here I am, a candidate with a wealth of experience serving on the Santa Rosa School Board, the Planning Commission, Board of Public Utilities, and now 4 years on the council and the last 2 years as mayor. I think the negative campaigning, which I predict will get even nastier, is because of the economy. It's dreadful out there, and our city employees especially are tired of the budget cuts and the concessions that the council is, quite frankly, asking them to come forward with. So it's not surprising to me why our employees and the entire community is not feeling really good at the moment.
It seems that the business community is kind of pitching this election as a battle for the heart and soul of the town.
Well, that's a misnomer. Santa Rosa has been divided between the business community and the environmental progressive neighborhood community for a long time. And what is coming out this year is the economy, for sure. But also, we've had the first progressive majority ever in Santa Rosa, and it makes them very nervous. It's not that we are changing things radically. There's not much room for change. We've been dealing with 4 years of budget cuts, employee negotiations, but moving forward on a number of substantial things, moving towards sustainability, looking how the city can install solar panels and move toward more sustainable way of living. And I think this really can be ascribed to the fact that we have one political consultant continuing to represent a slate of candidates in this election as he has in the past. This political consultant, let's talk about him, Herb Williams, is representing and is part of the business community and has close connections to the police and fire community. So it's not surprising to me that once again Santa Rosa becomes moving forward in sort of a monolithic kind of way.
In the course of an election like this, you now have a four-year record to point to. What do you highlight?
I am so proud of a number of things that the city has been able to accomplish. First of all, I've held the council together. It is a challenging time, and we've had balanced budgets. We've hired a new city manager. We've managed to put unanimously on the ballot Measure O, which is extending our urban growth boundary. And all of the council members have been working together to move forward on Measure P. That's the sales tax measure on the ballot. If our citizens do not decide to support Measure P, that means that we're going to have another couple of years of incredible, painful budget cuts. So I hope the community supports it, but if they don't, we will be cutting back more services in the community, sadly.
There have been some significant changes at the top of the city administration. How does that fit into the big picture?
I'm very excited that the council, there was a bit of a discussion about who would we would hire as an interim and as a permanent city manager. I'm very pleased that our new city manager, Kathleen Millison from Clovis, great track record in Clovis, will be joining our city organization on October 4th. And we've just announced that we've hired an interim assistant city manager, Pat Thompson. So I think that this is going to be a great thing for the leadership of Santa Rosa, and I'm really looking forward to having them both at the helm and meeting with our community at large.
Susan Gorin, an incumbent member of the Santa Rosa City Council, seeking another term on November 2nd. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.